because you can handle the truth.
Okay. Second hour. Republic of Texas Radio. We're talking about, the Super Bowl. We're talking about Venezuela. We're talking about the State of the Union. We're talking about the end of the world. And we haven't talked about that yet. Anyway, so we have Mike in Kentucky on the line, and he's freezing. How are you, Mike, besides cold?
Well, I've got my toe toaster working here, and I'm in where I've got a phone line that's direct into the central office, so I can actually call you guys. Apparently, a lot of landlines are having trouble now from software that was upgraded a while back and can't call 800 numbers. Anytime you get put on hold, it drops the call. So I haven't been able to call in on RBN shows except for Sunday morning usually from this number or in the middle of the week when I'm at this number during kind of a work day. But so while I'm here, you guys were talking about the Tavistock Institute and corporations, and I wanted to chime in on that a little bit. But Sovereign Man from Freedom Land, I called in on Mike Rivero's show the other afternoon, and he heard me call in and called me with some information that I have since lost and cannot find in the chat room he told me to go to. I went to your chat room, and I thought, well, there's two people in here. But that was me and you both, I guess.
It's me and you, Mike. That's it.
Yeah, well, there was. Some guy said he had to reboot or something, so he's back, and maybe there's three in there. But no, in the Kentucky Constitution, it's spelled out that corporations are creatures of privilege and should only be allowed to continue to exist as long as they are a benefit to the public. Of course, I have, since I've been here, and I literally have hundreds of pounds of a photographer guy by the name of Ted Liggett come by here and took pictures of me and my public service announcements that I've done here at this local station since I've been here, and a lot of them anyway, maybe not all. But I don't know. You know, if you try to serve the public from the bottom up, that's what a lot of people think is what we need to keep our society from crumbling. You know, it starts corrupting. Just like rust on a car, you got to keep the ugly side down. But it corrupts from the bottom. The mechanics of corruption also, though, in when it comes to government, like you said, corporations get to be so big and powerful they take over the agencies that are supposed to regulate them. There's a Harvard ethics study. By way of example, called Captured Agency is the book that's written about the study, referring to the FCC being captured by the very agencies it's supposed to regulate. And I think myself and others were all caught in the middle of that, and I've tried to tell broadcasters we need to hang together or we're all going to hang separately. But a lot of these big media outlets that own billions of dollars worth of stations won't cover stories like me, or they won't cover them fairly because they've got a legal department that says, this is all you can write about. And so, you know, there was a story about if people want to look it up. And, of course, even the FCC is not, they're ignoring some of the stuff that we filed on and even said some of my stuff was, uncognizable or something like that. So we're going to try to file an appeal. Somebody gave me a $100 donation toward the appeal the other day, a television engineer. But I don't, obviously a lot of people think it's beyond David and Goliath to do this. And I wasn't really prepared to talk about this here. But if anybody wants to look it up, WKYT.tv.com, a big gray communications station, called the station here at 327, and at the bottom of their story it says repeated attempts to call were unsuccessful. Well, I had somebody in the office that saw the call come in. They only called once and posted the story 2 minutes later at 329. So, I mean, if that doesn't tell you, they're not going to give you an opportunity to give your side of the story. And, of course, we had an appeal disappear from their CD BS data twice. We have had pending applications since 2004 that says they're ready, and they were filed, and they took $1,140 when the guy hung up the phone that was the licensee. He was assured that it was $50 a year for all three licenses to catch it up. We'll just do the math on that, $1,140, $50 a year. And they somehow changed our address to an old post office box, but yet they still kept sending us correspondence and bills here at this studio address through up until 2007, and then they fell silent. But I'd since found out, and of course Joyce Riley on her Power Hour webpage and other places, they had links to the law at Stanford and other places during the Cold War. There was a provision that if there's a war or national emergency, there is no need to file renewals, but we still did. We tried to, and for whatever reason, I don't know if Alex Jones and his crew knows the double super secret handshake, but they're only being fined $15,000, and they've been in operation 20 years and never sought any licensure at all when there was opportunities to do so. There's a lot of
Yep, and I can tell you something else about that Alex Jones station, Mike, because there used to be other ones in Austin, also other small stations there, and those all got shut down, but somehow that 90.1 kept going for years and years and years after
exactly,
all the other ones were
shut
down.
Exactly, that's what I'm getting at. Maybe he's actually a member of Bohemian Grove. I don't know. I used to like the guy, but after when he went and exposed Bohemian Grove and started getting just megaphone all the time and yelling 6 hours a day, I went back to Republic Broadcasting more than hit, you know, Genesis. Because you couldn't
and the guy can put out some good information. He does have a large network,
he
and
does.
He does, and he can. But you know, and but
I
he's good at it, you know. And that's the insidious nature of this whole thing, you know. You know, but, they put out 95% good, and then on a really important item, they you know they backtrack, and they'll say, oh, that's just crazy. It's impossible.
Well, it's like Snowden. He hasn't leaked anything about Israel, really. Supposedly, it's only 1% of this publicly. I guess it's. All we've heard about is about 1% of the files that he absconded mm-hmm. with, and there's nothing much about Israel, really. We've had to find out through, I think, WikiLeaks and other sources that Israel basically gets a copy of everything the NSA is slurping up about us. Now, the Tavistock Institute, I wanted to talk about that. You brought that up, a hive of humanists, secular humanists, and the, you know, they put their signature, I think. Whoever is doing this basically said, look what we can do. And the bus got diverted on 7-7, where the drills were all happening at the very mm-hmm. same subway stations, which I guess would be considered prime targets, you know, or the odds are in favor of those being targeted. But just the odds of them, and I think Alex Jones pointed this out, between the drills on 9-11 and that 7-7, was that 2005? London Underground bombings.
Uh-huh.
One of the buses got diverted just in time to go blowed up blood and guts all over the Tavistock Institute. So, I mean, that's almost like these, you know, whatever, whoever they are, the big they, putting a signature on that saying, look what we can do, and you can't do a bleeping thing about it, you know? I hate to cuss on Sunday morning, so I'll have to expletive bleep out there, but I mean,
yeah.
You know, but
you can cut.
I mean,
only Wednesday.
I'm sorry, yeah. I can't barely hear you.
Yeah, you know the manipulation
okay.
and the control, Mike. Yeah, has gotten so deep and so ingrained into basically every aspect of our lives. You know, and you know that's one thing. Like with the landlines, you know, on the phones. Well, of course, you know, it's like when I first got here, it's like my bill was like $17. I get the basic land. I don't even have call waiting. You know, caller ID, none of that crap. Now it's up to almost $35. And you know,
and that's without the wire service plan, because you can call, and if you have trouble with your line, you can call from somewhere else and say, "I'd like to add the wire service plan," and then you won't have to pay some big amount for them to come out.
But you know, but with the landline, Mike, they can't track and trace every move that you make and know your habits.
I'm sorry.
Well, they can, but they don't have that. You don't have that little tracking beacon that you carry along with you.
Well, you could do call forwarding and things like that, and they follow you. But now, I had a Time Magazine special edition that I got up in Columbus or Wooster, Ohio. It was only for that market and some select markets, and it had a showcase of Gulliver's Travels AT&T ads way back in the 1995 or somewhere around in there. And I can't remember what was on the cover, a story about the Internet, I think, was why I bought it. And it dealt with the basic ways that the Internet works because it was really new to the public. But all through that was AT&T offering a service that followed you wherever you went, the nearest phone would ring. Now, you tell me how that did that. Unless you automatically, you would have to put all your numbers in there that you're expected to be at. Or, as I strongly suspect, after I came to work here at this TV studio and nobody else got what was going on, but I think the phones are never truly off, even when you think a landline is on the hook. And of course, mm-hmm. Russell Tice blew the whistle about the satellite division that he was at getting orders to spy in on Chief Justice Alito and White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer and all kinds of congressmen. Of course, they sent him up for mental evaluation when he tried to go through the proper whistleblower channels. Kevin Shipp. And I've aired these videos and stuff because if you're telling me that your life's in danger and you need to put the word out, if I can get permission or not, I'm gonna assume that's de facto permission to air the video. So I've done a lot of that over the years, and I started out with Alex Jones, and I called him up one day when he was ranting on about something, and he called out somebody as a cabinet secretary, and I'd already looked him up, and he was like an assistant cabinet secretary. So I called in on the disagree line because it got really hard to get in on his show. It was hard to listen to anyway, like I said, when he got through, he was just yelling for almost 6 hours a day. But so I called him up and I said, you know, the topics that we deal with, Alex Jones, I call him Alex, I said, we need to be very precise and check our details and make sure we're not exaggerating at all. And I said, you called this guy a cabinet secretary, and he's actually an assistant cabinet secretary. He might have been in on some meetings, but, you know, let's just try to be accurate. And he got really mad at me. He goes, wait a minute, you're my TV guy. You're the one that's airing my tapes and putting it on local TV, right? And I said, yes, Alex. And I said, you know, those of us that's followed along with you need you to maintain your credibility because it hurts our credibility. And he got really mad about that. You know, and I never spoke to him since. So,
you know, it's interesting. You brought that up, and I remember back in 2006, I was at a Ron Paul event, and it was held by the San Francisco Ladies Republican, blah blah blah, and they basically kicked Ron Paul out of their grassroots poll. And I was there for the event, and he covered it. But he twisted and turned that event from a grassroots, you know, it was just a bunch of people called the San Francisco Ladies Republican, blah, 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 into the Republican Party of San Francisco, just kicked Ron Paul out of the, you know, straw poll. And I went, well, that's just incorrect. And so I tried emailing him, and I tried, you know, I didn't try calling in, but I watched as he sat there, and he played it that way the rest of the week. And all of us that were there were kind of like going, well, they had the right to kick Ron Paul out, right? It wasn't the Republican Party. But I see what you're saying about the inaccuracies, and I always chalk that up to it was just, you know, he didn't know any better. You know, he was malinformed. And he played it, and well, that was new to Alex. And I just always wondered how many times, just a little detail, like today's detail that I started off with. Alan had told me that the entire Senate and Congress of the State of the Union were singing happy birthday to Israel. And I said, holy crap, really? No, really?
Well, the guy,
and it turns
the guy in the audience.
It turned out to be a guy in the audience, and I made a mistake. I get it. You know, we all, you know, but we want to come on and say that, you know, oops, sorry, guys, my bad, but that's still no place for that kind of sniff ass or, did I say that over the air? I don't think it's a bad word. But it was just a bad thing for them to do. That doesn't have anything to do with America. But, yeah, so what else was...
Alex, just a show, though, a further show of how we're not only is the FCC captured by the telephone syndicates, but our government has become captured by Israel, I think. It's just painfully obvious, and down there where you all are at, you know, in the heart of Chuck Hagee, or whatever his name is, Hagee country, and Joel Osteen, and a bunch of them, man, they would denounce the cross in favor of a new temple, you know. In other words, let's just set aside the cross and start sacrificing animals again. Oh
yeah,
well,
yeah, you look outside their chapels, and I know on a couple of them there's a giant light blue Star of David on the outside, you know, out there, right outside the building. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's kind of like
trying
to make all of us dual citizens.
Well, you cannot serve two masters, and most of us, unfortunately, I think, have let go of our state citizenship, where we have a lot better language in the constitutions, because a lot of them go all the way back. Thomas Jefferson helped write the first two constitutions here in Kentucky, and the second two are missing. The second two are defective because they changed stuff that was outside the scope of the government or the duped masses to alter these, inalienable rights or self-evident truths about your right to your conscience. In our town here, was the showdown for the rights of conscience with Kim Davis, and the legislature was negligent in not allowing the clerks, like they have in other states. They saw this coming. I saw this coming 20 years ago, and of course, I sidestepped the whole issue about being in bed with the government with the holy matrimony, because you didn't need a license in this country all the way up until after the war between the states. Unless you wanted to, you know, intermarry or miscegenation, it's called.
You can't cut hair without
a
license,
not a state citizen. If you look that up in Black's Law Dictionary, you can trace the definition of marriage license right back to that racist concept. So when you go,
can't cut hair without a license, and you even have to, if you trim eyebrows, you have to have had an eyebrow trimming class and be certified for eyebrow trimming. I mean, this is... See, the way I say it, Mike, is when everyone entered the net, they got caught up in it, and now they've been dropped into the web, and now you got some giant-ass spider coming down to eat us up. I mean, it's getting to that point. The control is getting pretty much, I think, to their advantage and about where they're comfortable at it.
Well, it's no wonder that people have no confidence in government, because that's exactly what the first section that was added was, to instill confidence in government. Delegates of several states there's a preamble there that says the purpose of the first 10 amendments, and that's to bring confidence in the government. So when you redact the Fourth Amendment, redact the Fifth Amendment, make the Tenth Amendment, or the Second Amendment, a privilege, and the First Amendment is in real jeopardy here. As I've said to broadcasters, we better hang together or we're all going to hang separately. Well, that falls on deaf ears when you talk to one of these mainstream reporters. I don't know if I've talked about it on this show, but regular listeners know what I did with the file transfer protocol folders for ABC and NBC News. I put them all on notice, and I went back and checked to see where my video was deleted and posted it again. And that just tells you the state of the media all across this country, both in the commercial production folders and the news production folders, including two affiliates here down the road about 70 miles. Nobody ever called me and said, quit posting this in our folders.
They have made it a narcissistic...
The next summer, a teenager got prosecuted. The next summer, a teenager got prosecuted by the FBI.
They made us into a narcissistic, dog-eat-dog society. Yes, you know, and you almost have to do that to succeed in it, to survive, actually, not even to succeed. You know, you've almost got to turn into, to someone to where you have to take... undue advantage of everything is taking, manipulating and taking advantage of a situation in one way or the other. It's when it becomes undue or malicious that it just gets to the point of, we're just raping and pillaging each other.
All right.
You want me to hang on?
Well, yeah, if you want to. No, actually, I do want you to hang on. Hang in there. Your name is Mike from Kentucky. Hang in there if you're listening on the radio. Just hang in there. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back. I know.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
No, it's actually one, two, three. Three more segments till the show's over, and we end this February 10th broadcast. Anyways, Mike in Kentucky is with us, and I wanted to at least go here before we let Mike go, because we're going to have to let you go there, Mike. No, just kidding.
I appreciate it. I just wanted to say one thing.
I want to talk a little bit about the TV10 Moorhead thing and let everybody know exactly what the heck is going on there. Because we talked about it a little bit last week. But so TV10 Moorhead is a television station out that you're an operator at. And
well, I'm not that the operator. I was, seriously, specifically, the FCC is trying to charge me with being an operator. And because they threatened to fine us $10,000 a day, under duress, I went and turned off the transmitter, okay? Mm. All I am is a production assistant, and I was asked to come help out in 1997, and then they asked me to start doing news. Well, there's not a lot of local news in this rural area. And we had volunteers who would go out that either with fire department or rescue squad would take pictures of car crashes and stuff like that, and I go film parades. Do commercials for local businesses, and we have a fairly popular, what we're known for is Buy a Dog, Sell a Hog, Trading Post Show, which is kind of like Tradio. And so I've always tried to help the small businesses, local only. You know, hyper-local is the trend in media. But and so, really, myself, I haven't ever operated in interstate commerce at all, and I think under U.S. versus Lopez, the Commerce Department is seriously in jeopardy of losing some of their jurisdiction. So that and the fact that we're under 30 national emergencies, unprecedented in the history of this country since September 11th, at least, you know, even going back into the 90s, there's a lot of them. But, you know, there's provision in there. If you have a pending, there's three or four different arguments that I've got that I think would be valid. And they could fix this if they wanted to.
Right.
Just pay some fees.
What kind of help do we need to assist with the stuff that's going on over there?
I need some help with communications lawyers that don't want to actually file this. I just need some help to make sure what we've got is going to not get kicked right out so we can get a case number. I need to do within the next week or two a notice of intent to appeal or reconsideration. And I'm probably going to have to pay $505 or something to get an appeal or a notice of the intent to appeal for reconsideration into the Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia. That's the one that the FCC is under. And, of course, that's just to delay them sending this exorbitant fine to the Justice Department.
And Mike, your local community, your listeners, your viewers, are they any help to you at all?
The FCC ignored our petitions. I had a letter from the sheriff. I had a letter from the mayor. Of course, the mayor didn't get reelected. Kim Davis didn't get reelected. I did have the guy that took her place. I had a letter from him. He's now in her office, moved from the PBA. And the county judge executive retired. So, but I have letters from all of them from back before they left office. The FCC ignored all that. They said, you know, we acknowledge that we got petitions from over 100 local signatures. And there's a lot of folks that, you know, for whatever reason, they don't, or maybe they've listened to me, they don't want to pay for TV through Dish or Direct or cable and get the, you know, phone or the tuner spying on them through the phone line or through the cable box. And it is just that we're the only station that they got. And that could be 1,000 people. 1,000 people that I can't talk to anymore. And, you know, I have had some of them call in here looking for VCRs and DVDs and old TVs and things like that because the cable bill, like you said, with your phone bill, just keeps going up and up. And, of course, even with a landline, you don't know when they're listening in on your microphone.
No, it's like I sat down next to a security expert for Samsung one time and got to talking. You know, they weren't real proud. He kind of hung his head when we talked about their televisions, you know, watching everyone. But then I asked him, you know, as I looked at him, I said, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if it's run by a grid electron, they can control it, and they probably do. And he just looked at me and nodded his head.
Well, you have reasonable expectation of privacy, and that's how the courts have called it. You have a reasonable expectation of privacy when you're in your home.
What does that
watching
mean?
Watching antenna TV.
It doesn't mean anything.
Or in the case
who defines reasonable? Is it capitalized? Is it italicized? Is it, yeah.
Well, if you make yourself
it's reasonable
a target,
to assume that we're not private. You know, nothing's private. I mean, my wife has a Facebook app on her phone. Does that mean that my front conversations are private? No, but it would be reasonable to believe that it's not because she has this app that says it's going to spy on her.
Well,
you know,
down the road, they've built these facilities that are so ridiculously huge. The phone metadata is only 1% of the entire world's fiber optic data that's traveling around. So the only reason to have Bluffdale that big is to record everything, the entire content of everything up to 100 years capacity.
Trillions of operations a second, they admit to. Trillions of operations. That's a very big
yottabytes. They had to come up with a new word for the amount of storage capacity, yottabytes. And they built another one in San Antonio. They're building
quantum
another
computing,
one
computing, qubit storage, the possibilities of that, instantaneous calculations on how many of them. I mean,
anyway,
we don't know, folks.
We're getting sidetracked on technology.
Yeah, I know.
I need to focus.
Well, people can look this up and read. People can look this up and read about our story. I mean, I'm trying to assemble some kind of an attachment that I can email out to people that are interested in it that has the petitions and the letters and our appeals. If people want the whole thing, it's going to end up being, you know, I don't know, 20 20 gigabytes or, of information to read through, and if they're that compelled to be interested in it. But I've been standing my ground here for 20 years and sticking my neck out, and people, intimidated Americans, have come forward and said, how is it you get to talk about the stuff that you do on there? Aren't you afraid of your family? Aren't you afraid of something happening to you? And that just tells me there's very few real Americans left, and they know it.
Right.
So we're a soft target. Nobody wants to stand
definitely.
Up.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, 5G's taking it all, boys and girls. And, you know, I tell that to any broadcaster that wants to talk to me. They're going to take it all.
That's the music. Hey, Mike, let's check in again next week. I'll talk to you soon. And let's do the break.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
That's a bummer. You know, it's a real bummer. Republic of Texas Radio. I hate it when I hear, independent operations like TV10 Moorhead are under attack from big organizations and so forth. Got a little bit more of the story this time from Mike. Understand that there was some trouble in relicensing TV10 Moorhead back in the 90s, and that just went forward and on, and addresses shifted. If you guys know of a communications lawyer out there, or if you need to help, you know, go ahead and do a search for TV10. Well, you can do TV10 Moorhead. You know, that'll work. We look at the chat room, republicoftexas.chattango.com, and I have some articles. We will be covering this over the next few weeks. Until its closure, it's kind of important. It's kind of like a mom-and-pop organization. Mike has this section. It's called Buy a Hog, Sell a Dog, or something like that. Sell a Dog, Buy a Hog. Dang funny. I found that, and I was listening to that show, and I really wish that TV10 was in my local area. Republic Broadcasting.
Mike's kind of the good old stock that made this country. You know, he's just good old hill folk. You know, I mean, he's kind of, it's the good people, you know, that are the bedrock of this company, this country, you know, whether you want to call it, leave it to Beaver or whatever, you know, it's, back when the times were good and decent, and we just wanted to live in a decent moral community, and we didn't need everyone else's stuff. We were happy with what we were able to get with our brain or our sweat. And, you know, that's what a lot of us would like to go back to. And I know, you know, it's kind of a starry-eyed thing to think of, but it was more peaceful back then, you know. Like you said, you know, neighbors would help neighbors. You know, I think nothing of, like I said, you know, I heard a dog barking down the creek. I threw my rifle over on my shoulder and walked down to see what was going on because I'm on my property for one thing. And, you know, things still do happen out here. My neighbor up the road, you know, went down to check on a lamb he had in the pen. And just at right at evening, walked in there just right at dark, and he said he opened the gate up, and there was a damn hog in there. And it ran at him, it gored him, gashed his leg up, you know, and he looked at me and he goes, you know, and it was about the only time, and I finished a sentence for him, I said, that you didn't have a pistol on your hip or a rifle on your shoulder. And he said, yeah. You know, so it's not just for the, you know, the people that are out there that are bad, which, you know, there's always a chance of that. But, you know, out here, you know, it's just a normal thing. You know, if you don't have one with you, you're likely to get hurt. And 911 might be good, you know, for maybe getting to the hospital afterwards. But, you know, the sheriff's department isn't going to get here in time to save you from getting gored by that hog.
No, they're not going to do too much.
But your neighbors will be there.
Oh, well,
used to be.
They used to be. Well, we're kind of gotten into a touchy-feely universe. It's kind of crazy. I was doing some lookups. I want to try to bring us back to a little bit of sanity, Alan, or, I don't know, insanity, you know, I want to read you this article, Alan, because maybe that'll either wind you up or tear you down. I just found it, and I found it very, you know, it gave me a few laughs. It happens in Bolivar, Ohio. It turns out there's a guy that worked for a Giant Eagle grocery store. And, well, they're in trouble because they've stole $9,200 worth of meat from them. How do you steal $9,200 worth of meat? You know? That's what I was kind of like, you know, bought into that. Let me read it real quick. Cops in Eastern Ohio, because the cops in Ohio are in authority, I guess, say a grocery store employee has been charged with felony theft for helping herself. It's a girl. Wow. To deli ham for years. Oh my God. She ate ham. Tuscar Wars County Sheriff, the authorities. Deputy Brian, he is the authority, tells the Columbia Dispatch that an 8-year employee of regional grocery store chain Giant Eagle was charged Friday with stealing an estimated amount from the store worth $9,200. The store's loss prevention manager received a tip. He knocked her off for eating ham. Received a tip that an employee has been eating 3 to 5 slices of ham nearly every day for 8 years. Authorities say that she sometimes also ate salami.
Steve, breaking news. Fluffy the cat, that damn cat stuck in another storm drain. More at 10.
Are you flipping kidding me? You know, and this makes news. This chick has been eating 3 to 5 slices of ham. She wasn't just let go. She was actually charged for, you know, $9,200 worth of potential theft. Really? Because she's been eating 3 to 5
supposedly
slices. Well, and allegedly she ate salami. You know,
allegedly the Gulf of Tonkin really happened.
My God. But, you know, slowly walking down that line, Alan, you get just so tired of, you know, that rabbit trail. Let's do our...
And it's things like, things, you know, that really freaked me out, Steve, are like, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago in the paper? That Fredericksburg is going to start taxing people for rainwater runoff from their property.
I know, but we sometimes eat salami. Like, you know, I don't know, man. It's all screwed up. Let's grab Art, see if Art's there. Art, are you there? You ever eat salami?
Boy, how do you follow that?
I don't know. It always
it just blows me away.
Hey, first of all, I want to know,
how are they going to prove it?
Oh, God, you're asking for that proof thing again? Well, I thought you're farther along, Art. They don't need to prove anything. Come on.
Yeah, right. Just to touch real quick before I get to what I called about, the previous caller, I guess, Mike, I've noticed the same issue when I try to call RBN. I mean, it's like trying to actually get through. Yesterday, I called, and it's like I was on hold for maybe a couple minutes, and then as soon as the host was ready to take my call, I started hearing a telephone ringing in the background. It's like, what? I mean, just some of the weirdest crap going on with the landlines. But it's not just the landline. It's my cell phone does this too. But it only does it when I make calls to certain places. If I call, like, my niece, call goes through, not a problem. It's only when I try to call a radio network or something like that that this problem happens. It never fails.
The way I see this, Art, is that, you know, they don't have to have someone sitting and, you know, watching, is Art going to make a call to RBN today, you know, and punching a button and screwing with you. I see it as the AI is being unleashed, and it's like a cat playing with a mouse with some of us, you know. I mean, if it is what they purport it to be, you know, it's basically God. It's, you know, almost omniscient, especially on the Internet, you know, out there on the web, which is basically controlling everything at this point. So, you know, I see it kind of as, you know, is it learning? Is it going to be, a malevolent, entity, or is it going to be beneficial? You know, that's, who knows? Will it have its own personality?
It's really messed up. Yeah. But anyway, what I actually called about was, got up this morning, and while I was waiting for you guys to come on, I'm doing a little bit, you know, I always get up in the morning, first thing I do is I jump on the Internet and look, see what's in the news. And, here we go. Average tax refunds down 8.4% as angry taxpayers vent on Twitter. And it goes through, and I mean, it's like all these different tweets of people. My taxes went up. I'm paying an extra $2,400 to the federal government. My taxes, I owe more than, you know, I'm paying thousands this year in taxes when I'm used to, over the past 20 years, getting thousands back and this and that and the other and blah, blah, blah. Where was all the taxes, whatever, the tax benefits we were supposed to get? But if you read the article, in the article it talks about how less money was taken out of the paychecks. Well, everybody's absolutely stupid giddy about, wow, I get to keep more of my money because I pay less in taxes since Donald Trump's tax plan went into effect. I'm paying less in taxes every week on my paycheck. I get to take more home. Well, what, you didn't think they weren't going to compensate for that, folks? Come on! There's always a dirty gray lining to every... I'm sorry.
And don't you just see an editor somewhere going, well, how can I rephrase this to make it look bad?
We'll call it least affordable instead of most expensive.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It's like everybody's all kind of stupid happy about all these money they were getting on their paychecks every week. I mean, I've talked to people like, yeah, man, I'm getting to take home an extra $40 a week or whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden come tax time, now they owe like $3,000. It's like, you didn't actually expect you were going to get to keep that, did you?
In our local community here, you know, last year, I think, emblazoned across the front of the paper, you know, property taxes up by 15 to 17%. You know, like it's the most wonderful thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, it's like, well, no, that means property taxes are going up. And now we're the least affordable place in Texas to live.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We're the number one least affordable. Number one.
I've been going around town. Everyone looks at me kind of funny. I've been going around. We're number one. We're number one. What? They're like, what? Said, yeah, we're the most expensive place in Texas.
Yeah, right. Oh, anyway, just wanted to share that with y'all, and you know, I just think it's funny. Everybody's all happy giddy about it when it's to their benefit, but when it gets flipped around, they want to get all pissed off. You know, don't get pissed off. You should have seen this coming. You know, I mean, I haven't paid federal income tax since 2007, and I don't have any intention on paying it either. And I don't care what they do. You know, you can't get blood out of a stone. You just can't do it.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. And this is what I keep trying to tell people. Yes, in the beginning, it is tough. It is hard trying to sever yourself away from the system. It is not easy. But if you want to get out from under the thumb, you can. You just have to be willing to endure the aggravation and frustration.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now you jump subjects on us to Brexit and the stupidity of Brexit. They sit there and they go, we want to leave Europe and we want to let's make a trade agreement with all y'all, right? What's good for you? And then they go, well, we want to be able to fish in your waters always, and we want you not to be able to fish in your waters, and we want you not to be able to export tomatoes, and we want you to never export tomatoes. How's that? And you go, well, no, I want to grow tomatoes, and I want to fish in my waters. Well, that's all we're willing to do, so I guess you can't leave us. You go,
yeah.
What?
No,
I did hear tell Art that I think there's an app now for getting blood out of a stone.
Oh, is this? Oh, okay. But you know, I tell people, yeah, if you want to get out from under that federal income tax, it's going to be tough in the beginning. Believe me, it took me like 5 years to become accustomed to living this way. But you know, I don't have a whole lot of money. I still have the same concerns. You know, people think, well, once you get out from under it, all your worries about, you know, all the stress goes away. No, it doesn't. You still have the concerns about how to pay your bills and how to make do and this and that and the other. You still have the concerns. You just have to find a new way of doing it. And, yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I'm not going to say it's not tough. But if you're willing to make the sacrifices and simplify your damn life, mm-hmm. it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
You just learn to live a lot simpler, and, you know, you do with it. I don't have TV. I got no satellite, no none of that garbage. The closest thing I have to any kind of entertainment is what I get on the Internet. That's it. That is it. I got an old VCR so I can play video cassettes. I got a DVD player so I can play DVDs. You know, but that's it. That is it. I got a well. I drop a bucket down in the well to draw water. I know that's not an option for a whole lot of people, but fortunately it is. It's an option for me, so I don't have to worry about water pumps and city water. I don't have sewage. I actually do humanure, so I turn my waste into compost. You know, you learn to live a very simple life, and I know in a city that is not going to be an option, but there is always going to be another way if you're willing to look or the other way. But and I'm not going to tell anybody how to do it. You got to figure this out on your own, because what works for me definitely is not going to work for you. But anyway,
hey, thanks for the call, man.
All that.
I want to jump over to Jerry in Chicago, but you know, really appreciate that call. And man, we've got to talk more about, you know, stuff and things. Ah, we got time. Thanks for calling in.
Hello?
Hello?
Oops,
I was wondering if I got dropped. Jerry, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, come on and tell us what's on your mind today.
Well, first and foremost, Steve, you came out a couple weeks ago and you had problems with your dog. Did you find any relief?
Yeah, he's I've got him back. I consider I'm feeding him what I don't think is the healthiest stuff, but it keeps his stool. You know, he's still kind of incontinent. You know, he's been my friend for 13 years. I will put up with his inconvenience as frustrating as it can be. You know, I guess it's kind of like when you have a, you know, mom who, you know, goes to diapers and stuff. But I don't know. I got a new puppy coming in about 4 weeks. So a new family member, new daughter. So yeah, things are going good. You know, it'll be good and it'll be bad. You know, that's one thing about pets. You know, generally you tend to outlive them, and as much as they become a part of you, you know, it kills you. Coop, my last dog, I think about him every day, and he's been gone for 14 years now. So, yeah.
Okay, well, I was gonna mention one more thing to you, and that's Carnivora. If you've ever tried it, throw a capsule of Throw a capsule of powdered food in his, if you can give him some wet food, or if you can put it in a meaty treat or something like that. I do that with my cat every day.
So you're a wrench listener. How'd you like his show last night, that 3 hours with that guy? That was pretty interesting, huh?
I got to be honest with you. I haven't listened too much to RBN or Rents because I listen on the phone. I can't get them on the internet yet.
Okay.
But they're charging me a penny a minute.
Wow. Yeah.
To listen on the phone. So if you just figure I catch your show, I catch Farron's, and if I catch a couple hours of John Stantmiller, you know what? It's $10 a week.
So, that's up. Hey, hang on. We got a break coming up. We'll finish up on the other side if you want to. I know it's costly.
Yes.
Okay, great. Republic of Texas Radio, we'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Final segment. Last couple minutes. We got Jerry in Chicago on the line and wanted to just hand out the last few minutes to you, Jerry. What's on your mind? Tell us.
Well, the other thing I called about was yesterday, Farron Schoaf had a caller call in the last 20 minutes of the show. I believe it was Ray from Cleveland. And he dropped a real good one. If you got YouTube, Europa, The Last Battle. And I believe it's a 10-part series. So it was roughly close to 10 hours of listening, but I'm into part five. He said he was going to look into it and maybe talk about it next Saturday, but this covers all of Hitler and World War One, World War Two, the Bolshevik Revolution, and all of the Jews that Hitler had in office. And it's the other side of what we were never taught in history. And I am finding it to be most interesting. Some of this stuff I already knew from listening to Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told, which is, I believe, up to 24, 26 parts right now. And it is a history, and you feel bad for the German people. And I'm 25% German and 25% Austrian and 25% Czech and 25% Irish. And it's funny how those three countries were involved and invaded and turned communist. And it also covers the Communist Manifesto that Hitler supposedly wrote. And believe it or not, and I'm not an Aryan nation believer or anything else like that, but I don't think Hitler was that bad of a guy, and that National Socialist Party that he had was believe in yourself, believe in your people, believe in your country, and keep it separated from the masses. And right now, all we see is this immigration and a division of the white European Christian people. And this doesn't happen in Israel. And Israel's behind all of this.
Yeah, for some reason, the Germanic people, the way I see it, it's like they were too industrious. They were too able to fend for themselves, to create and produce, and that's a threat to a power structure. Yeah.
Yes, it was. And when it really went south is when Hitler kicked out the central banks in 1939. Mm-hmm. That's when he really became under attack, and his people.
He went a little rogue on them, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was almost as if they had a hit on everybody that was ethnic German, and the atrocities that the communists and the Bolsheviks and the Judaism and the Zionism pulled against the Christian whites was just unbelievable. So, yeah,
why did they only put the Japanese in the camps? You know, during the war, the Japanese Americans and not the German Americans. You know, you've got to wonder. You know, little things like this.
Yeah, you know what, this country, I got to be honest with you, you know, pairing up with Joe Stalin, and they even have quotes from Roosevelt in there about what a great guy Stalin is and how good communism is over, and this is back in 1933 that Roosevelt was putting this out, so I think we've been pretty much communist for a long time, and a lot of people don't know it.
Or have we always remained an English colony?
Actually,
you know, that we paid reparations after the War of 1812. Did we ever actually break away from the British?
I doubt it.
Another question. Europa. Well, that's the big question of the week. We heard that yesterday. We heard that caller. And very interesting. Going to have to take a look at that. We'll find out next week. Anyways, we're out of time. Jerry, thanks for calling in. Alan, thanks again. All you listeners, appreciate you. We'll be back next week, next Sunday morning, Republic of Texas Radio.
In the farther sky, paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.